Hello and welcome to the Heart Song Yoga Podcast. I'm Kel.
And I'm Sarah.
And it's been a while.
Good to be back.
Yes, we've been quite busy. Sarah's been running a yoga therapy course, sort of like a remedial yoga.
Yes, that was pretty full on. It always is when you run something for the first time because you're refining it and but it was very good. Just took up the time slot that we would usually record these.
There's a cat on my desk. If you hear me crash, it's because it's knocked something over.
And then, of course, we just had the retreat. So
we did, yes. Yeah. Very powerful retreat, which was always going to be the case. We had a winter solstice coinciding with the new moon and a solar eclipse.
Yeah. And we all went loony.
A little bit. very powerful experience of yoga and journaling for sort of self-development and personal expressions. So there's a lovely group of women and we will be running it again in the future. So probably not for a little while, but certainly it's on the cards. And today we wanted to talk about something a bit unusual, perhaps, that I sort of discovered in my own personal yoga practice, and that is naked yoga.
Yeah, take it away, Kel, because I can't say I've practiced it yet.
How could you not have practiced this? It's amazing. Anyway, the idea was, it was the middle of summer. So, you know, maybe at this point in time, unless you're doing yoga in front of a fireplace, which would be quite lovely. It was the middle of summer and it was stinking hot. And I was doing yoga and I was just sort of, you know, stretching away. And then, my goodness, it's just too hot. I'm going to, you know, take my shirt off. I'm like, got the bras too hot too. Take that off as well. I'd already lost my pants. So I was just down to my knickers, which were kind of very loose bamboo, sort of, you know, not my best pair of knickers. And the elastic was half gone. So you know how they get before they're actually falling off and you throw them out. And so I was just sort of continuing with my yoga practice. Obviously this is a personal private yoga practice. I wasn't in a class just throwing all my clothes all over the place.
Really?
And it was quite amazing. So the really revelatory part of it was doing the child's pose and feeling your skin touch your skin, if that makes any sense. So you feel your chest and sort of breast tissue and your stomach folding over your thighs in a child's pose, and your skin comes into contact with itself, which when you think about it, so rarely does. You know, like short of showering where you're using your hands to sort of, you know, clean yourself and, you know, sort of depending on how you subscribe to showering these days, that's not even that necessary. So it's, you know, you just don't. You don't have skin-to-skin contact very often because you're always wearing clothes.
True. Yeah.
I don't mean to sort of say you need to go and join a nudist colony, but just that, you know, and especially the torso and the upper thighs. Like you might be not wearing shorts and a singlet, so your arms and legs are exposed. But even so, they're not typically brushing the rest of your body that often. So it was quite an insightful and interesting experience of like the feel of your skin touching other parts of your skin and getting that sensory feedback. It sort of felt like it connected parts of the body that I hadn't sort of connected that way before.
Now, I remember when you first discovered it, which was a few months ago or last year, I think. What would have been summer?
It would have been summer. Yeah. 6 months ago.
Yeah. And you did say to me, oh, this is quite amazing. We need to be able to offer this or at least share this so people have the opportunity to explore it. Mm. And I suppose in some way, you know, there was a little inkling, not of nude yoga, but on the retreat, because we did some restorative practices.
We did.
Where you are draping yourself over a bolster, and in one particular supported child pose, you are leaning into the bolster. And so there was the comment one or two of the ladies made, oh, the bra gets in the way. Our bras are getting in the way because they just sort of hold you quite firmly in a certain shape. Yeah. Whereas if you didn't have a bra on, and you just had a t-shirt over the top, you could sort of place yourself in these restorative poses in a more comfortable way.
Yeah. And that was something that I've continued to work with now. So I often do, especially restorative yoga, I will not necessarily be naked, but I will certainly strip down to sort of knickers and a t-shirt with no bra.
Yeah.
And since then, I've discovered that, you know, particularly if you work from home, which many of you have probably found in the last couple of months or, you know, 3 to 4 months, you don't really need to wear a bra all that often. And your breast tissue does get used to it. So initially when I took the bra off, it was uncomfortable. on two levels. One was sort of a, you know, a social conditioning level of I've been wearing a bra religiously since I was 15 years old. And you know, it was quite uncomfortable to have not have that on. And then of course, you know, you're like, oh, I've got to duck out to the shops to get something. And you're like, oh, well, I better put a bra on. And slowly I've started to challenge that and go, well, actually, do I need to? Like, I'm wearing a jumper. It's all, you know, it's in winter, at least it's, you know, no one can really see anything. So why does it matter? It's just me knowing that I'm not wearing a bra.
Yeah.
So there's that side of it, that sort of, you know, cultural discomfort. And then there's the physical discomfort of actually walking around without a bra on, which if you've had one on for the better part of 15 years, more, 18 years, you know, that will be uncomfortable initially. And part of it, I think, was just that I wasn't used to that sensation.
Mm.
And part of it, I don't know if like my breast tissue has either strengthened itself a little bit so it can self-support, or if it's just kind of gone, stuff it, we're just going to sag. You know, I don't know. But one way or the other, it doesn't really hurt anymore. When initially it was quite uncomfortable, it was all right to sort of shuffle about the house, but to go for a walk, like I walk briskly, so walking from the parking lot into the shops was, you know, it's a brisk walk for me.
I think the way you walk would be challenging. I don't think I'd have a problem if I was walking.
Mm. Mm. But then I discovered that I could, like, so I then took the dog for a walk and I was just wearing, so what I've also done is gone back into loose crop tops, like the bamboo crop top kind of thing. Very breathable fabric, not particularly tight, just enough to sort of, so that, you know, there's a little bit of support there. And I couldn't run in those at all. I'd have to kind of hold them with my hands while I was running after the dog. And now I find that I can.
Mm.
Which is quite amazing. I had not expected to ever be able to run without a sports bra on.
Mm.
But yeah, the sports bra is, you know, it's like once it's restrictive in the yoga, you sort of go to fold over a bolster. And if you're wearing a sports bra or, you know, your typical yoga top, that is sort of pushing everything into a specific place that is quite uncomfortable in some of those poses.
Yeah, I think the sports bras, they do challenge me. I've never really liked them very much.
Yeah, and underwire bras are worse.
Yeah, there's the other aspect of our social conditioning, and that is if you're wearing dresses or fitted tops, that unless you have, you know, we have certain bras to suit certain looks, don't we? So in certain clothes, some clothes you wouldn't be able to wear if you didn't have the right bra on because it just wouldn't fit you right.
Mm.
So we are very conditioned to a certain look.
We are.
Mm.
And, you know, how your cleavage should look, if that's what you, or, you know, how, whether, should you have bra straps showing under a certain top, which part of the bra can be showing, all those sorts of things. So, yeah, it was just from that one thing of it was just too hot to wear clothes. It was like 38 degrees at 5 o'clock in the afternoon or something stupid. And yeah, I was just like, I wear a lot of natural fibers and cotton and stuff. I don't wear a lot of synthetic clothing, but even so, it was just hot. And I'm like, I had a fan on. And I'm like, I want that on my skin, not on my shirt. So I took it off. And since then, I've just found that it's led this whole journey of exploring this concept of what happens if we don't wear bras all the time. And what happens if, you know, you start doing your yoga in loose clothing instead of your typical, you know, tight yoga pants,
tight clothing,
tight yoga pants, tight bra, tight sports top. Like, it's not everybody does that, but I think, you know, for a lot of people. And when you take those clothes off, you see the indentation it leaves on your skin.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Occurred to me that, you know, that is restricting your lymphatic flow, which is half the reason we do yoga. So you're working against yourself if you're, especially the slow movement kind of flowing yoga styles, but also restorative, or anything where you're doing, you know, like your legs up the wall or something like that's designed to work with your lymphatic system. And if you're wearing tight knickers, you're restricting that.
But also, if you think about some of the postures that we do, one that springs to mind is that beautiful when you're lying on your side and you do the spiraling of your arm. So it's actually a sort of a body prep for later work, but it's beautiful. People just like it on its own because it does feel good. So when you sort of let your arm spiral around, if you have a bra on, there is certain restriction in that movement as well, in the benefits that can flow on.
Yeah.
For the sort of release of all the connective tissue beneath your skin, it would certainly be affected if you were wearing a tight sports bra or top over.
Yeah. Or also an underwire bra.
Underwire bras, yeah, they're pretty
like that. Like, I mean, yeah, they're pretty restrictive. Like they cause a lot of problems with breast tissue and lymphatic flow and connective tissue in that area.
Mm.
So.
It's a very, yeah, it's an interesting area to explore, because it certainly came up on retreat when we were doing the restorative, and it wasn't all women's retreat, so the conversation was shared. And there was definitely a consensus that bras were a bit restrictive for those that were wearing them in certain postures, when you just want to be able to explore and position yourself into the most comfortable way to yield and surrender into the props, and to really deeply release, to really deeply relax. You don't really want to be restricted in any way.
No, that's certainly not by clothing or anything like that.
No. So, yeah, look, I think it's an interesting topic. And as Kel said, we're not suggesting you go to naked yoga unless you really desire to do that.
But certainly I would invite you to explore that if you have the means within your own home. It was just interesting how that, I didn't plan it. It just sort of happened, but it was one of those examples of some activity within yoga opening up a whole new line of inquiry in my life. And that's quite powerful in itself. So I think sometimes use your yoga to challenge these things and then see what comes out of it, because this has been a 6-month process of changing the way I think about clothes and the way I think about movement and all of that.
That's a lovely exploration. And you do have to wonder about, our social imaging about how women should look, and how we start to break down some of those stereotypes to give women more freedom. And then would this help women start to love their bodies more? Because that's really important.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And like, part of that just comes from confidence and being relaxed about it. And, I think probably more women than not would have some sort of body issue, and it doesn't have anything to do with your actual physical shape or size or whatever issues you've got going on. That was sort of part of the process of being in the child's pose without a shirt on or pants. So the upper thigh skin was in contact with my torso, skin to skin. And like, it was a very nurturing experience. I find child's pose is nurturing anyway, but this in particular was just a very nurturing, sensual without being sexual, if that makes sense. It was a very intimate with myself process.
And see, there's so much value in that too, because it's all part of the process of deepening your exploration into knowing yourself more and more and being comfortable in your own skin, literally. And so therefore being comfortable with touch. In a sensual way. Like you say, we're not talking sexual here. We're talking sensual and being comfortable with our own bodies and touch of our own bodies. That's a huge
I feel like
topic.
It is. I feel like that sort of comes back to also that sort of idea of being comfortable in your skin and being in touch with it. And, what are you doing when you're putting clothes on? It's you're conformed. It doesn't matter how you do it or what you're doing it for. Like, and, if you're cold, you put something on to sort of stay warm. That's fine. But whatever sort of clothing you are using, there's a cultural background to that. And I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying it's good to think about it and good to sort of be active and empowered in that choice in terms of what you're putting on your body. Like, is this something that you're putting on because you've been conditioned to wear that, even though you personally would probably prefer to wear something else?
Absolutely.
And then your body kind of adjusts to that and gets used to it, which is what I found when I took the bra off and started, because I work from home mostly. So most days I can wear whatever I want. I could work in the nude if I wanted to. So I just sort of started playing with that, and it just felt really weird. Even just being around the house, it felt uncomfortable and weird to not put a bra on when I got up in the morning. And I know lots of people probably, do that already, but it was just a process. It was an interesting exercise in challenging social conditions and norms.
Yeah.
And then, if you're ducking out to the shops, do you then put a bra on? Or,
Why would you? Yeah. Yeah.
If you're physically comfortable not wearing one.
Yeah.
Why should you put a bra on just because that's sort of what's expected?
This is huge. It'd be interesting to, if you're listening to this, we'd be interested in your feedback and comments.
We would.
I think that I think that it would be, you know, are we worried about what other people think? If we were challenged to go out to the shops, to duck down to the shops or for pick up a quick coffee or something that you needed, would you go without a bra on? Would you care what anyone else thought? Would you put an extra layer of clothes on to cover up? Or
Yeah. Like it's much easier to go braless, like assuming you've been used to wearing a bra for a long time and you suddenly go braless. It's much more challenging in the summer if you're just wearing a t-shirt than it is in the winter when you're also wearing a jumper. A
couple of layers, definitely. Yeah.
Mm. And you know, assuming that your jumper is thick enough to cover any sort of nipple activity going on, which is another whole thing. You know, there's another whole thing there as well. And, you know, why is that so bad? Men why don't wear cups over their nipples.
I think that's interesting. I mean, that's why we have padded bras. To cover the nipple.
But you know, they possibly also add a bit of shape, but
the main reason
is to cover nipples.
Well, when you've already got enough and you don't really want the extra padding and you want to take that out, then you've got the whole problem of the nipple look.
Interesting. There's a lot of challenge there. We'd be very interested to hear what you think.
We would be interested to hear, one, about going out without your bra on, and two, how do you feel about the nipple look, you know?
I know there are some women who've always challenged this, perhaps, like, you know, the first lady I worked for famously would go around the office without her bra on. Sarah knows this lady as well. But yeah, it was almost liberating when I look back on that. You know, at the time I found it very challenging. But now I look back on that and go, wow, that's amazing.
Well, that's a different topic.
It is, yes. But yeah, certainly I, you know, since the whole point of this podcast is to help you develop and enhance your yoga practice, you know, in your personal level and not, you know, taking it beyond just going to a class every week. Certainly I'd encourage you to just, even something very simple, just try standing in Tadasana without any clothes on. And see how that feels. If you've got a private backyard where you're not concerned about anybody standing, like, you know, looking over the fence or seeing you or anything like that, then, you know, can you go outside on a mild day and feel the breeze on all of your skin, not just your arms or your face?
Definitely wouldn't be doing that in my yard.
Probably not. I could probably get away with it in mine. no one can see into my yard unless there's a drone flying overhead. But yeah, like if you have that opportunity, you know, play with it and let us know how it goes for you, because I think there would be a huge amount of power in that. But yeah, even so, if you're inside, you know, close the curtains and you know, just practice, like just try, you know, standing inside or doing a child's pose without your clothes on. Keep your knickers on if that's more comfortable for you. But it's an interesting experience. I think it's one that's worth exploring.
Well, I look forward to the comments on this podcast.
I think so. Thank you. So it was just a fun bit of exploration and always worth considering these things and challenging new ideas. So, and we should be back with our regular Friday schedule now. So
pretty much.
So we look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Have a great weekend, everyone.